Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Can't Touch. This diplomatic immunity as a foreign national by Don Keelum is a niche, instructional title that blends motivational self-empowerment with an overview of diplomatic immunity and foreign national status as ideas readers may want to study. But positioned as part of the $1 million worth of game framing, the book presents diplomatic immunity as a powerful concept rooted in international practice and later formalized through widely known diplomatic norms, such as the Vienna Convention tradition, drawing on popular interest in sovereignty and alternative legal identity narratives. The author emphasizes learning the definitions people use in law and government, why diplomatic channels historically required protection, and what immunity is meant to do in conventional international relations. Public descriptions also indicate the book discusses steps readers might pursue toward obtaining a diplomatic passport, and even the notion of creating a nation and seeking recognition, while distinguishing between unofficial and official forms of foreign national access. Overall, the purpose is to encourage readers to educate themselves on status, jurisdiction, and international frameworks, while tying that education to broader themes of independence and prosperity. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, diplomatic immunity as a practical concept in international relations. A central topic is what diplomatic immunity is designed to accomplish in mainstream international practice, protecting the functioning of diplomatic communication and enabling diplomats to carry out duties with freedom, independence, and security. The book frames immunity not as a vague privilege, but as a principle that emerged because societies needed trusted channels for exchanging information. Public summaries associated with the book point to the familiar historical explanation that ancient messengers were protected even when carrying unwelcome news, because harming them undermined the possibility of negotiation and peace. In the modern era, that rationale translates into rules that reduce the ability of a host state to interfere with the official work of foreign representatives. The book highlights the idea that immunity is linked to role and mission, rather than being a general personal shield for anyone who claims it. By centering the function of diplomatic work and the purpose of protected communication, the book aims to give readers a foundation for understanding why immunity exists at all. Before discussing more aspirational claims about passports, status, and access. Secondly, foreign national status and the importance of definitions. Another important theme is the meaning the book assigns to the term foreign national and how definitions shape a person's relationship to institutions. Public descriptions state that foreign nationals are defined as individuals who are not U.S., and that the author also argues readers are foreign nationals already, positioning this as a lens for reassessing identity and jurisdiction. The analytical value here is not only in the label itself, but in the way the book encourages close attention to legal language, categories, and how official systems differentiate between citizens, non-citizens, and various forms of recognized representatives. The text also distinguishes between two types of foreign national access described as unofficial and official, implying that claims of status may range from informal self-identification to formally recognized standing connected to government or mission. Even when readers disagree with the framing, the topic invites a useful exercise separating everyday meanings from institutional meanings, and recognizing that legal outcomes often turn on precise categories rather than general beliefs. The book uses this definitional approach to set up its later discussion of diplomatic credentials and immunity. Thirdly, Vienna Convention-style frameworks and the limits of immunity. Public materials connected to the book reference the Vienna Conventions as foundational to diplomatic and consular practice across many countries. This topic matters because it anchors the discussion in widely recognized international frameworks that describe how states treat foreign officials and what protections attach to diplomatic roles. The book emphasizes that immunity is provided to foreign government officials based on their consular position or diplomatic mission in a host country, a framing that aligns with the general principle that immunity is tied to official capacity and recognition. Understanding that connection is key to avoiding confusion between the concept of immunity and the broader idea of being outside a country's reach. By pointing readers to the conventions, the book signals that the subject is governed by structured agreements and established practice, not merely personal assertion. This topic also implicitly raises the practical boundaries of immunity. It is a mechanism for facilitating diplomatic work, and it depends on recognized status. The book uses these international law touchpoints to argue that learning the governing frameworks is part of personal empowerment through education and self-awareness. Fourthly, diplomatic passports and what recognition implies. The book is described as teaching readers how they can obtain a diplomatic passport and immunity, in which places diplomatic documentation at the center of its promise. As a topic, This is best understood by focusing on what a diplomatic passport represents in normal state practice, a credential typically issued by a government to individuals traveling on official diplomatic or state business, and often linked to formal roles and recognition by other states. Public summaries suggest the author connects passports, immunity, and recognition into a pathway readers can pursue. The useful analytical point is that documentation and recognition are intertwined. And a passport alone does not automatically confer immunity, and immunity in mainstream practice is grounded in accredited status and mission, not simply possession of a booklet. The book appears to treat the diplomatic passport as a milestone in a larger status strategy, encouraging readers to think about how governments signal authority and representation. For readers, this topic functions as both a practical curiosity and a case study in how international legitimacy is asserted and interpreted, especially when contrasted with informal or unofficial claims of access. Lastly, nation creation, sovereignty narratives, and empowerment framing. Public descriptions also highlight an unusual claim. The book discusses how one can create their own nation and be recognized by numerous nations to begin a diplomatic passport journey. This places the work within a broader sovereignty-adjacent genre, where personal autonomy, alternative status, and institutional skepticism are common themes. The author background presented on retail listings emphasizes overcoming hardship and teaching prosperity through financial education and self-awareness, suggesting that the sovereignty discussion is also meant to motivate and energize readers. As a topic, the key is how the book blends aspiration with legal vocabulary. By connecting nation creation with recognition and diplomatic credentials, the book encourages readers to see status as something that can be constructed and pursued, rather than passively accepted. For analysis, it is important to separate the empowerment message from what is typically required for recognition in international relations. Yet the book's emphasis remains consistent: study the system, learn the language, and use that knowledge to reimagine personal possibilities. In this way, sovereignty narratives become part of the author's broader program of self-directed learning and independence. In conclusion, Can't Touch. This diplomatic immunity as a foreign national is best suited for readers who actively seek non-traditional perspectives on law, status, and sovereignty, and who are motivated by personal empowerment narratives. Those curious about diplomatic immunity as a concept, how it is commonly justified, and how international frameworks such as the Vienna Convention tradition relate to diplomatic practice will find the book's high-level orientation useful as a starting point. Readers interested in alternative identity and jurisdiction discussions will also recognize the book's focus on foreign national labeling, unofficial versus official access, and the role of recognition in claims of diplomatic standing. The practical benefit is less about replacing professional legal advice and more about prompting readers to study definitions, institutions, and the difference between informal belief and formal accreditation. Intellectually, the book can function as a lens into why diplomatic protections exist and how legitimacy is communicated through documents and roles. What makes it stand out within adjacent financial empowerment and sovereignty-oriented titles is its specific emphasis on diplomatic immunity and diplomatic passports as the core mechanism, paired with a motivational frame rooted in self-awareness and prosperity. Readers who prefer conventional legal textbooks or strictly academic treatments may find it more compelling as a conversation starter than as a definitive authority. If you would like to support Don Kalam, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.